Oil's spiking, bonds are tanking, and chip stocks just hit another all-time high. Yeah, it's that kind of day. Hold on tight.
Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. This is Investment Flash, New York edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Let's get into it. The big macro. U.S. inflation jumped to 3.8% in April, a near three-year high. Core CPI beat estimates, and that's fueling a bond sell-off. Market Watch and Bloomberg both flag it. Rate hike windows are coming back.
Yeah, look, the bond sell-off is right. TLT, the long-duration Treasury ETF, is hugging its 52-week low. The market's finally pricing higher for longer. This CPI just locks in the pain.
And it's not just the U.S. Bloomberg reports China's central bank warned of imported inflation from rising oil. That's a global tightening vibe. Not great for my growth stocks, but it's all connected to oil, honestly.
Your growth stocks have been ignoring rates for months, Tom. This might sober them up, but go on.
Which brings us to oil markets. The disruptions are piling up. Bloomberg reports only one Russian crude cargo loaded at Novorossiysk last week, drone strikes and storms. And the Financial Times says the UAE's Habshan gas plant won't be fully repaired until 2027 after those Iranian attacks. And the Wall Street Journal flags Hormuz closure fears driving prices higher. USO, the US oil fund, jumped 3.8% today on all this. Compounding risk.
All right, but here's the thing. USO is already 110% above its 52-week low. The positioning is extremely stretched. And there's a counter. Nikkei Asia quotes a Japanese petroleum company, Idemitsu, expecting Hormuz tensions to subside by July. If that proves right, oil could snap back violently. I'm just saying, chasing here is dangerous. Analysts raising price targets after the fact is basically a free retirement plan. They never get fired for being bullish too late.
Come on, Gerald, you can't fade every rally. The physical market is tight. But I'll give you that. 110% above the low is rich. Still, if Hormuz stays closed, we go much higher. Did you see natural gas? UNG up 6.2% on that UAE damage.
Gerald, chérie, must you puncture every rally before breakfast? Bet you have a fair counter. The supply risks are real, but so is the positioning extreme. Now here's a twist. The Financial Times reports hedge funds are piving into biofuels, corn ethanol and soy biodiesel, betting high oil prices will boost demand dramatically. Corn is near its 52-week high, and soybean is up nearly 15% this year. It's a direct derivative of the oil spike.
Yeah, it's a clever derivative. Corn is near its 52-week high, soybean up almost 15% this year. If oil stays elevated, ethanol and biodiesel demand surge. But it's crowded. Hedge fund territory. High beta.
Fair enough, but I'll find it a bit tail wags dog. Corn for fuel drives food prices.
It's trading, Gerald, not a moral judgment. If the charts say go...
Exactly. Momentum is momentum. I'm not betting the farm on corn, but the trend is there.
All right, fair enough. Now let's move to the real momentum, AI and chips.
Oh, it's beautiful. The Wall Street Journal calls it the Nacho Trade. That's their acronym for this new commodity complex. Semiconductors, the SMH ETF, hit an all-time high today. It's up 10.3% just this week. No overhead resistance, no valuation ceiling when you're in a mania. It's the AI infrastructure build, baby. Chips are the new oil.
Damn, mon trésor, you're practically glowing. But it's not just chips. CNBC says the parabolic AI rally has bulls eyeing uranium, a one-time meme metal. The thesis, AI data centers will need nuclear power. Uranium miners ETF, URNM, up 4.9% today.
For real? I love it. It's speculative, but the energy demand is real. Cameco, top uranium producer, up 2.9%, with a forward PE of 61 times. Yeah, it's pricey, but growth is growth.
61 times? Only Tom could call that not too bad. Look, mate, uranium's a meme that nearly bankrupted folks a few years ago. It's up on a narrative about data centers that aren't even built. I'll pass. And SMH at all-time highs. When the music stops, it's ugly.
But Tom, URNM is still 20% below its high. It's not at extremes like oil.
True, there's room to run if the nuclear narrative sticks, but it's still a meme at heart. Gerald, you've been saying that since the Dow was at 30,000. Some stopped clocks are right once.
And I'll be right eventually. But go on, enjoy the ride.
Boys, focus. But you both have points. This is pure momentum. The convergence is interesting. Chips and energy linking up. But speaking of energy, the Wall Street Journal says energy stocks are cheap despite the war. XLA up 2.6% today, but still 10% below its high, with a trailing PE of 20.8. The war premium hasn't fully priced in equities.
That's a good point. If oil stays high, earnings catch up and multiples stay low. XLE up 25% this year, but down nearly 4% this week, a potential dip. Maybe better risk-reward than USO.
To be fair, I can get behind that. Energy equities haven't run like the commodity. The valuation gap is there. But remember, oil stocks always look cheapest at the top.
That's the bear case, buddy. I'd still rather own Exxon than oil futures.
All right, boys, focus. Now, the dark side of the AI build-out, Bitcoin miners. CleanSpark reported a net loss of $378 million. Their mining cost per Bitcoin, $88,000, well above the current price, around $80,000. Their stock only up 0.7% today on some glimmer of AI hope, but the fundamentals are awful. It's a cash-burning machine right now.
Yeah, not everything AI is golden. Mara sold $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and is pivoting to AI data centers. It's desperation. The stock's up 3.5% today, but it smells like a dead cat bounce. I'd stay away.
Right, so two clear sells in the miner space. Moving along, two quick geopolitical items. South Africa, Bloomberg says the Rand shrugged off an impeachment threat against Ramaphosa. So no panic, hold.
And US-China, a Wall Street Journal opinion piece argues Trump holds a strong hand in Beijing and could win concessions that boost Chinese stocks. The China Large Cap ETF, FXI, is up 0.6% today, but still sits 11% below its 52-week high. It's a speculative binary trade based on negotiation outcomes. Nothing concrete yet, so we're watching.
Both are wait and see. Now, let's hit the most original take. CNBC's piece on uranium as the AI meme metal comeback. We touched it, but it's worth digging. The chain from chips to nuclear reactors is long, but the market is pricing it now.
It's a speculative chain, Tom Darling. Years of approvals and construction, but the narrative is powerful. Just remember uranium's history. It's a boom-bust cycle. I'd be careful.
Exactly. And our view ties it together. The market is splitting in two. Oil and inflation tighten, bonds sell off, TLT at lows. AI mania drowns rate fears, chips at highs, uranium catching bids. This is the Nacho trade. Duration crushed, commodities and tech diverge.